Just tell our fans that they have to wait.
Yes, I am recording.
Okay. So this is on the show.
Now it is. I've just started recording.
Oh, okay. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Well, that's okay. You can't, you know, get down with the, when it doesn't work, I'll go tell my mom the bad news.
Man, I don't know why it's not working. Everything, I don't understand.
Yeah. It's okay. It's probably not you.
I don't
Maybe
know.
The server just isn't working. I don't know.
What is the server? What does that mean? What is
what's
the
a server?
Failed to connect to server.
What
What's the server?
Is a server? Like the Wi-Fi router? What? No, I don't want to say something stupid on air. The people are like, how does she not know what that is?
I mean, I'm like talking to you, so the Wi-Fi is working.
Okay. A server is a computer that serves information to other computers. These computers, called clients, connect to the server through either a local area network or a wide area network, such as the internet. So, that didn't... is a computer that provides data to other computers. So, the server isn't working to connect us to the website?
I don't think it's me, because I have internet right now. Like, I'm talking to you. That's working fine.
Maybe it means that the, like, WJRH server isn't connecting to your computer because it's down.
Possibly.
Let's say that. That sounds good.
Let's say that. Let's say it's a problem with the WJRH computer and not us. I like that answer better.
Me too. Yeah. I like that answer. Aww.
Bummer.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Oh, someone is calling me.
Ooh.
We're going to ignore that because we are... Well, we're not on air, but we're recording, so I'm going to call it on air.
You're going to call it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer the caller.
Okay. Cool, cool, cool. Well, this is an interesting start, but that's okay. Any, I don't know, any exciting things from the day?
Yeah, today was a pretty good day. I got a lot of my errands done for,
that's
like...
very good.
Back to school related things. Spent $200 at Target. Well, my mom spent $200 at Target.
Damn, what'd you get?
Just like all of my like bathroom stuff, like shampoo, conditioner, all that kind of thing. Some cleaning supplies because we're living in like a suite this year, so like stuff like that.
Maybe
some
I should
food.
Get on that.
Food,
yes.
Like just like non-perishables. Like I like these like some nuts and granola bars for breakfast, like my tea.
Yes, the tea.
Always gotta have the tea. So what else did I get? It's like, it wasn't anything exciting, just like necessity stuff, but somehow it became $200 worth of necessities.
Somehow it always adds up. I don't even know.
I don't know. Yeah, I printed out some pictures.
Aww.
My dorm. So any Reading PA people that happen to listen to this, Moto Photo, really easy to order your pictures and pick them up in the store.
Oh, is this a local place?
It is. It's a local place. We know of it because one of our neighbors like used to work there.
Oh.
And it's super easy. So like I just upload the photos I want to the website and order them. I got like 40 pictures, like 4x6 prints, and it was like $10.
Oh. I'm not really sure what the going rate for printing photos is, but, you know, that sounds good.
It seemed reasonable to me. I used to always print them at Target. You know how Target used to have those, like, photo booth stations where you would, like, plug your phone in?
I've never heard about that.
Yeah, my Target used to have this, and it was so convenient. Like, it was super cheap,
super
quick.
I've never heard of that.
And, like, it was great. So I used to do that, and then they got rid of the photo booth stations.
Aww.
So last year, I think I printed photos at Rite Aid.
Oh, Rite Aid.
But the quality was so poor. Like, they were just, like, blurry and just not good. So
classic Rite
this year, Moto Photo, they're very nice. They look very good. I'm excited to decorate.
Oh, yay. That's exciting.
Yeah. What else did I do? Oh, I took my COVID test today.
Oh my God, you did. So you're moving in on the first?
Moving on to the first, so today is 6 days before that, so I took my COVID
God.
test.
That's exciting. I'm like, that's exciting. I'm nervous I'm gonna like get COVID when I
I
take the COVID
know.
test.
I'm more like, I know, like, I feel fine. Like, I haven't been anywhere that, like, I've been exposed, but I'm afraid, like, what if it comes back positive and I can't move in?
Yeah. Like I coughed today and was like, I have COVID.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm a little scared. It wasn't as embarrassing as I thought it would be. Because, like, the lady on Zoom, like, is there to watch
Yeah,
you.
I heard about this.
But when I spit in the tube, she, like, turned her camera off so, like, I couldn't see her. And I was like, okay, whatever. But it wasn't that bad. And
Do
I
you feel
took
like,
that
yeah.
to UPS and mailed that out, and that was my day.
Interesting. So do you have to like reserve a time, or you just go to the Zoom link?
Yeah, I just logged in. They put me in the waiting room. I was in the waiting room for maybe like 2 minutes, not even. And then she let me in, and
Oh, that's so nice.
it was pretty painless.
That's pretty chill. That's pretty chill. Nice.
Yeah,
And is it
so
like, yeah, is it like
fingers crossed.
exactly 6 days from when you move in? You know, like should I do it at like 2:30 on Thursday?
I don't think so. I did it at like noon today. I don't know. But today is 6 days before I move in, so I was like, gonna do it today.
Okay, I
But
gotta
yeah.
do that. That sounds like a kind of nice day, actually.
Like, I woke up early because, like, I had all these errands to run, and I was like, I'm gonna get it done early and, like, do all this. But I woke up at like 9 and I heard it, like, sleeting. And I was like, nah, I'm gonna go back to bed. So then I didn't get out of bed till like 11:30. So
Which
it
is
was a good day.
fine.
Which is fine. Yeah.
Which is so fun. I'm trying to appreciate that I can get out of bed, like sit in bed until 11:30, and it's okay.
Especially, like, I love, like, listening to, like, the sleet and just be like, I don't have to do anything. I can just lay in bed and listen.
Yeah, that is nice. I feel like I only recently, like, I used to be like, I have to do something. Like, I can't just be sitting here, like, in at home. You know, like, I have to go out and do something. But recently, I was like, you know what? I want to play Guitar Hero all day. That's fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah. So, I could not tell you how my day passed, really. We went to Trader Joe's.
That's exciting.
So that was nice. I've been cutting out magazine pictures to put on my wall. And I continue to do that.
That's exciting.
Was Should we play some tunes?
Should we play some tunes? Let's play some tunes for
Let's play some
nobody in
tunes.
particular. Maybe someone will click on our recording. But
Oh, I wanted to do a shout out, like tell people to follow my Instagram because I only got a couple likes in the beginning, you know. I want to hype myself up,
oh,
but
the Foodstagram.
yeah, we're not live. Less people are gonna be looking. That's okay.
Man, I don't know why. Let me, like, I'll try. I don't understand.
Oh no, it's definitely W Jerry. It's definitely not you.
Yeah, oh, my poor dad. He just said, apparently, I Will Survive just played. And he, like, texted me something about it, but I didn't tell him it's not working.
Oh, like he
Oh,
thinks it's
no.
us.
Yeah.
Oh
Let
no,
me
Mr. Good.
clarify with Mr. Good real quick.
Did he like that we played that?
He did not like it because it's very, apparently, it was something very different from the original.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's I don't think that's the vibe of our show. Yeah, but
No.
that's okay. Let's play the first songs.
Let's play some. I actually, this is a bit of a rock and roll playlist. I think it's gonna go
Yeah, it
over
is a
pretty
little.
well.
Yeah, I like
All
it.
right. 3, 2, 1, enjoy.
Hello.
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 Everybody.
Everybody. We're back.
This is us. So those two songs, that was Low High by the Black Keys and City Lights by South Point. And so that Black Keys song, that was my pick. I really like the Black Keys. This is from their most recent album in 2019, Let's Rock. And I think this song is like one of their more popular ones from that new album. It's like kind of rocky, but like also kind of poppy. Like I think that they put it on the radio. You know, it's less of their like intense bluesy ones, but I like it.
It still was pretty intense though. It got me good, like good bass, a good beat. I'm like, okay, I can rock to
Yeah,
this.
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then City Lights by South Point. Nothing exciting there. It's just from the good old Discover Weekly from a while ago. I found it way back in the Possibilities playlist. But I liked it. It was a bit longer, a bit chill, but it was good.
I liked it too. The album cover is interesting. It's two guys sitting on a couch underwater.
I like it. It's fun.
It's kind of cool. Yeah, it is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we were just discussing we just got a move in from or an email from ResLife about our like move in process. We're moving back to campus next week, and it is a little convoluted. And I said we have to keep an open mind, so trying really hard.
My like the only thing that's like the reason I'm like okay with it is like if I have to sit in my room and like I can't leave my room, like I got tasty snacks, I got my computer, I'm set. It's okay.
Everything is gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Like you still go for walks, I'm sure, maybe. Masked.
Theoretically, I hope so. I just hope
Yeah.
I don't kill my roommates. I love my roommates. They're very good friends, but if we go all virtual, like can't go anywhere,
Might be a lot with them.
it would be a lot.
Well, maybe, communication is key.
Communication is key.
Yeah.
It really is. I just have to try not to be a jerk about communicating.
Communication is key because if you're annoyed, they might not even know you're annoyed. And
That
then
is true.
it's a poor
But I also
relationship.
don't want them to think I'm annoying. Because, like, I like to be clean. I like things
Okay.
to be clean.
Oh, I know where this is going.
You know where this is going. And I hate asking people to clean when I feel like they should know to clean, like, do your own dishes type thing. Like, I'm not your mom. But yeah, I just have to take a deep breath. I have to tell myself it's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be fine.
Yeah, I think you should somehow make it known that this is an important thing to you,
I have to do that without being a jerk. That's gonna be this semester's personal growth challenge.
Yeah, you have 6 days to figure out how to say that.
I'll work on it. I'll write some scripts, practice.
Because like my 2021 goal, get what you want. Like you have a nice room, you should get what you want.
I should get what I want.
You should get what you want. Also, like what you want isn't that crazy. Like you want to clean the dishes to not be piled up in the sink. Like that's so normal and like understandable.
It is.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fine. Everything's
Yeah.
gonna be fine.
And even if it's not, that's okay.
True. How many meals do you have per week?
Okay, well, I currently have seven, which I don't know if it's gonna work out because I think I put seven when I was living in the court, but now I'm living in the single and I'm not sure what the kitchen situation is gonna be in the like old tri-adult house. And so like ideally I would cook food or get takeout and stuff. I just feel like the dining hall situation is gonna be bad and I don't wanna like waste my money on something that's gonna make me like just upset. So
Yeah.
that's my thought.
It's a good
But
thought.
I think it's like February 29th, you can change. So I'm just gonna go in with seven, and if it's too hard, Oh, you know, you can't sneak into Upper anymore.
That's true.
I didn't even think about. Oh, sad.
Yeah, also lower is so far away now.
Yeah, because with Gates and McKean, we could just like run in.
Lower was so easy. Now we're on, we're both of us are on the other side of campus.
Yeah, but we'll be like in our rooms. Like, it'll be kind of nice to like force ourselves to get out.
True. I'm definitely gonna be getting my steps in this semester.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want a change of scenery from your roommates, you can always come to my room.
Come into your dingle.
I'm trying to go. I'm like nervous that maybe someone else is gonna live there at last minute, and I'm gonna be like, no, my
They would
space.
definitely have to tell you that.
Yeah, you think? Maybe I'll just be like, I have really, really bad asthma, which I mean, I do have asthma. It's not that bad, but yeah, I could hype it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. I think it's gonna be fine. Is that building tier one or tier two?
I think it's tier one, the not expensive one. I'm pretty sure. I think. Yeah. Yeah. I saw that. I was looking at that. They sent some email about dining stuff, and I was looking at the dining locations and what they have. And it looks like I think Gilbert's was still open. They closed the Skillman Cafe. And then I don't even think it was Simon's. I don't even know if Simon's was open.
Simon's is on that app as
Oh,
like one of
okay.
the order
I guess
ahead
it is.
locations.
I remember being like, what? I think it, I wanted Gilbert's to be there because I feel like that's kind of like an easy grab and go lunch thing. So that was good.
Yeah. I think Skillman's is closed because the library is closed.
The library's closed. Are you
I
serious?
think so.
No way.
I think if you need books or whatever, you have to order them ahead of time.
You can't study in the library?
I don't think so.
No. Oh my God. No, that sucks.
Yeah.
So it's just studying in your room.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why, 'cause like it's gonna be hard to like make people like
Totally.
force them to distance in the library and wear their masks and
Yeah.
stuff.
Wait, are you getting a single in your suite?
No, it's a double and two singles, and I'm in the double with Maddie. Which is it's cool, like
Yeah.
she like that's what we did
Yeah.
last
That's
semester and
that word.
it worked well, yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess you guys have the common room because I was thinking like sometimes when you're like in the past, when my roommate is there, I get distracted and like I don't want to study as much. So then I go to the library. But now there's nowhere else to go.
Gonna be weird. Open mind.
Yes,
Open
open
mind.
mind. It'll be different, but that's okay.
It'll be different, but it's totally fine.
Yeah, we'll always have snacks. Yeah.
We're gonna have crazy stories to tell like 10 years from now.
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
Everything is gonna be fine. Should we play some tunes?
let's play some tunes.
Let's play some tunes.
Here
Three,
we go.
two, one, enjoy. Hello, hello.
Hello, everybody. We are back. And
we'll be back.
Yeah, so that was Brink of Death and Freaking Out on the Interstate. And Brink of Death was by Spooky Mansion. And Freaking Out on the Interstate was by Briston Maroney. And so Brink of Death, that was my pick. Pretty much just Discover Weekly, but I thought it was pretty cool.
I really liked it. I liked the piano at the beginning. It's really cool.
Yeah,
it was like
groovy.
A rocky song, but like had the piano, so it was a little bit like best of both worlds, I guess.
Yeah.
And then Freaking Out on the Interstate was my pick. I heard it originally from Amy's playlist that she made for me, and then
shout out to Amy.
Shout out to Amy. And then I heard it again when, like, Spotify has one of their pre-made playlists called It's Alt Good.
Yeah, I know that one.
And I was listening to that for some reason, and then this came back on there, and I was like, oh, like, this is, like, a sign I have to play. Like, I've heard it twice now. And, yeah, not necessarily my style as much as it might be Hannah's style, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was, like, kind of chill, but also a little rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm at the point where every day has been the same.
Yeah, kinda. I'm like ready to go back to school, but I'm not ready to go back to school. And like I've been trying to tell myself I'm ready by like getting things together and like organizing things, but
yeah.
I'm like, ah.
Yeah, I always forget that I'm gonna have to stress out about like classes and homework. Like it's like this cycle, like, you know, finals end in the winter and then school starts up again, and then I'm like, oh yay, this is fun, and I'm like, ah, finals, stress, and then there's break, and then I'm like, school, yay, and then final.
I know, and it's crazy, like things are starting to get like real in terms of life.
No, don't even say that.
So I'm like I have this job lined up, and I'm gonna try and like do some of it during the semester, and then hopefully do it over the summer. And I'm like,
this is the last thing?
Yeah, and I have to like figure out if I like it and like what I want to do with my life. I'm like, haha.
Bruh. I refuse
I don't
to
know.
Accept that there's life ahead of me. Not in like a morbid way, just like I don't wanna decide.
I know, like, so many decisions, so many things to think about. Like, and what if I make the wrong choice? Like,
yeah,
I have to like, double back and figure things out. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, I guess there's no wrong choice.
There's not. Like, nothing is set in stone, you know? You don't like something, you quit and try again. Like, you have to admit it.
Exactly. If you don't like something, it's good that you tried.
It is.
Yeah, and then you get more experience on your resume.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of stuff like that. It's just like, ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been trying to do, like, internships and figuring that out online and applying to things. It's like, ah. So I did an externship, a virtual externship through Lafayette, and then that company has an internship in the summer. And one of the application questions is, who would you bring to be stranded on a desert island, and what would you bring? So, like, you have to pick a person and a thing to bring to be stranded on a desert island, which is kind of weird that you're planning to be stranded on a desert island, but I don't even know what to say.
Like, do they want you to be, like, practical or, like, creative?
It's like a content creation marketing PR firm, so I'm assuming there has to be a creative component. But then, like I don't even know. Like, do I bring a friend? Or is, like, a famous person? Or, like, should I pick a resourceful person? Or, like,
I hate questions like that. Like, what does that actually tell them about me?
And I feel so, like, yeah. Like, what if I choose the wrong item? Or, like, should I say something that's more creative and not funny? Or, like...
I hate questions like that. See, at that point, I would have been like, it's not worth it. I'm not doing this internship. I would just not answer the question.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I gotta think of that. I think it's not due until March, but I'm like, what am I supposed to say?
Well, if I were you, I would bring one of those devices that you can use to distill salt water into fresh water, because that's really important. And
like,
as
there's
for
like those life straws, like
something like that, like a distillery thing to, like, you know, process ocean water.
So what
and
about
then
like yeah
for a person, I would bring who's the guy in Hunger Games, the dude?
Oh, there's one called PETA.
Not him, he's useless. The other one,
I only remember him.
Chris Hemsworth, or Liam Hemsworth, whoever Liam Hemsworth plays. I would bring him because he's really attractive and he can hunt food. So, yeah, there you go.
Wow, you had it all planned out.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Wow, you should write this for me. Well, my thought was, like, that's very practical. Like, do they want something creative? Like, it's supposed to be funny? And then, like, what about, like, I'm assuming I need to make a fire. Should I bring, a lighter? But then, is that not as important? I guess water is the most important thing.
In my book, I'd pick water over fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're in, like, the Arctic. Like, where are you stranded?
Exactly. Maybe there's a freshwater spring.
Yeah, if you're in the Arctic, you can just, like, melt snow with your fire. And then, like, that's, like, a win-win. But if you're in, like, the Caribbean.
There was no information. Yeah. So that's my, like, constant, like, circle of, like, oh, I'll bring this creative, like, a knife. And then I'm like, no, that's too boring. I'm like, okay, I'll bring this thing that's, like, super creative but not that helpful. Like, well, it's not that helpful, so that doesn't work. I'm like, okay, I'll bring the knife.
Yeah, that's weird. Good luck with that. I would not enjoy answering that question.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, the life straw thing that converts water is now at the top of my list. My person will be an interesting, creative person.
I think you should bring Michelle Obama.
I don't, like, know her.
But she's just so cool. Like, I don't have to know her. I'll just live my life with her on a desert island.
And then she just, like, tell you things?
Yeah. I mean, maybe she's not that interesting in person. I don't even know.
Wait, that's a good point. I should bring someone who's, like, famous, who I like. And then I should be like, tell me about your life.
Yeah, that'll provide you entertainment for a while.
And maybe they'll be funny, so they'll entertain me.
You could bring a comedian. I don't know a lot of comedians, but...
Yeah, okay. This is good. This is very good.
How about we think about some interesting, entertaining people while we play another round of
chess? Yes. Okay, here we go.
All right. 3, 2, 1, enjoy.
Oh, Hello.
Hello, welcome back.
Hi guys, welcome back. That was Weekend Friend by Goth Babe and 6 Days in June by the Fratellis. Fratellis?
Sounds
I
good.
know this band, but I've never said it out loud. So Weekend Friend, that was my pick. I think it came up in Discover Weekly. I think I picked a Goth Babe song in our summer show. And they're good. I like them. They have nice vibes. I like that song.
Yeah, I do too. I recognize it from somewhere, but I'm not sure where, so it might be a little bit more popular, but
Maybe.
it's
Yeah.
worth it. Like, it's good. It's a good song. I like
Yeah,
it.
what's that?
6 Days in June is an Aunt Donna song
Oh, I liked
from a long
it.
time ago. She sent me this one. I think it was over the summer, actually. But I really like it. It's like good vibes, happy vibes.
I liked it too. Yeah, I've definitely listened to some songs by this band. They're kind of like intense, but sounds good.
So I think we're gonna jump right into our last batch because we're cutting a little close on time. This way we can
Yes.
give you guys a quick goodbye. And
Yes.
these two songs are good. I like them. This whole
Oh,
playlist was
yeah.
good.
This whole playlist was great. Yeah.
Yeah, all right,
Hey.
so yeah, enjoy this last batch, guys. 3, 2, 1, have fun.
I think we should do it. And then because and then the first half and the first half, yeah, because we decided.
Years looking up at the blackboard, I don't even know how to read. I got pills to make the hamster wheels turn faster, put the monkeys in the driver's seat. And psychoanalyze the modern man. You can classify them all by blood type, but you're never gonna understand.
back.
Hello? Everybody. Okay, so that was blackboard.edu by Arlie and You Fine by Saint Motel.
You fine, yeah. I'm fine, we're fine. Fine.
Yeah, yes, all fine. Yeah. That first one was my pick. I think it was a Discover Weekly again. I actually went and listened to more Arlie, and I think we played something by them. Did we play it, or did we just both know it? That song, Did You Think?
Yeah, we both know it. I think we're planning on playing that in the future.
Oh, don't want to spoil anything. But I listened to their music, and they don't have that much, it looks like, but I really like them. They're, like, really cool.
Yeah, I like it. It's cool. Like, I feel like we're, like, promoting, like, a little-known artist, you know?
Yeah.
For this stuff. Like, obviously nobody listens to us, but I think it's just cool. Yeah, and then You Fine by Saint Motel was my pick. What else can I say? It was a Saint Motel. It's upbeat. It's positive. We're fine. Like, it's cool.
It was good to end on it. I really liked it.
Yeah, what's not to like?
It was very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, but we are approaching the hour mark. We may or may not do another show.
Mm.
Depends on what the vibes are starting the new semester. We might just start the next season in a couple weeks. Who knows? We'll see.
That's crazy. But yeah, well, no promises on a show next week. But yeah, that's all we can say.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe season 5 will be coming out in a couple weeks. Isn't that crazy? It'll be our 5th semester.
That's insane. I can't wrap my head around that. Wow.
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 We're cool. We're fine.
Okay, cool. Well, everyone, you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Larchmont, New York, Reading, PA. This is License to Chill. I am Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth, and you guys will hear us soon.
Yeah. See ya.